It's really feels really good to be home, and we look forward to worshiping with you, especially today. And I want to thank you for your thoughts and prayers for us over the past few weeks. Much appreciated, and we greatly appreciate them. Just a few comments briefly if you'll bear with me. I read a verse from Psalms 42. This is the 11th verse. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. We're blessed here at Union to have good sound preaching each Sunday morning. We're encouraged by it. We're instructed. And most of all, we're reminded of God's mercy and grace to each one of us. His love and his unchanging promises. And we thank God for blessing Brother Marty in such a powerful way. But something Brother Marty posted on Facebook a few weeks back made me think of this thought. Have you ever thought about preaching to yourself? Have you ever thought about the need to preach to yourself? If you read Psalms 42, the writer of the psalm is struggling with feelings of being alone, of being deserted, forsaken. He's being mocked by those around him. He feels abandoned. And yet, in this verse I just read to you, he doesn't permit those thoughts of being abandoned and being lonely and being deserted. He doesn't permit those negative thoughts to control his mind. Rather than just listening to these negative thoughts, he decides to talk to himself. He questions his innermost feelings. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And beyond that, he reminds himself of what he knows to be true and unchanging, regardless of how he feels at that moment. He reminds himself to hope in God. The psalmist speaks to his own soul. He preaches to himself, urging himself to hold fast to those things that are true. Hold fast to hope in God, to have faith in God. When he does this, his focus is no longer on himself, his disappointments and his circumstances. His hope, his focus is on the Lord. And that makes all the difference.
Amen.
Sometimes we need to preach to ourselves and remind ourselves of the promises of an unchanging God. Even faithful believers experience hardship. But the seasons of discouragement don't last forever. But God's faithfulness does. When in doubt, when we're feeling alone, we need to preach to ourselves. Put our hope in the unchanging God. And have the confident expectation of the writer of this psalm that we will one day praise him and have the joy of that praise. If you'll bow with me, I will try to go to God in prayer. Father, we're so thankful that we're gathered here this morning to serve an unchanging God. Father, we come looking for mercy, asking that you would look down upon us with your loving kindness. Father, forgive us of all those things that we have done that we should not have, for all those things that we should have done that we failed to do. Father, we place ourselves in your hands and we ask for mercy. Father, we pray for Brother Marty. We pray that you would give him a message that would encourage us, would be uplifting, but would also correct us when we go in error. Father, we pray for this church. We pray for each one who goes to make up this body. Our great hope is that we are of one mind and one spirit, and that being to serve you in truth. Father, be with us as we go into communion service. May our every thought be on the work that our Savior has done for us, his death, burial, and resurrection. And may we see him high and lifted up, sitting on your right hand. Father, go with us now in the continuation of this service. Bless us to hear and understand and to follow those things that we're taught this morning. Father, once again, we ask that you would forgive us of our many sins and transgressions. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.